Number 28. The soldiers had just arrived in France. None of them could speak any French except Harry, who boasted that he knew the language very well. The other soldiers didn't really believe him, because they knew that he was always boasting about something, and that what he said about himself was seldom true. For some days the soldiers were all kept in camp, so they had no need or opportunity to speak any French. But then the day came when they were allowed to leave for the weekend. "Now we can see whether you really speak French or not," they said to Harry. "All right," Harry answered. "Come with me and I'll show you." About 10 minutes after they had left the camp, they saw a pretty girl of about 20 on the other side of the road. They would all have liked to speak to her, but of course none of them knew any French except, perhaps, Harry. "Now's your chance to show us whether you can really speak French, Harry," said one of his friends. "Go and speak to that girl." "All right," Harry answered, and he crossed the road, smiled, bowed politely to the girl, and started to speak to her. He had said only a few sentences when the girl's face turned red, and she smacked his face angrily and walked off. Harry crossed the road to his friends again, his face all smiles, and said, "There you are. I told you I could speak French, didn't I?"
One. Which of the soldiers who had just arrived in France could speak French? Two. Why did the other soldiers not believe Harry? Three. Why did they have no need or opportunity to speak any French for some days? Four. What were they allowed to do then? Five. What did they say to Harry? Six. What did he answer? Seven. Who did they see after they'd left the camp? Eight. What did Harry do when he saw the girl? Nine. What did she do? Ten. What did Harry say to his friends?